from KQED.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. We'll have to wait until Friday to hear if the U.S. Supreme Court takes up the state's ban on same-sex marriage struck down by lower courts. Attorney Ted Boutros is part of the legal team challenging Prop 8.
We've got the strongest possible record you could ever have with this case going to the Supreme Court, and that's why we feel so good about it if the court takes the case. But at the same time, a denial that would leave the Ninth Circuit's decision standing, striking down Proposition A, would be a major win for all Americans and our clients.
The High Court is also considering whether to hear several cases involving the Defense of Marriage Act. Tomorrow, the court hears a case involving who's responsible for polluted storm runoff flowing into rivers and the Pacific Ocean, a subject that may seem particularly salient just now. Environmentalists want stricter quality controls from the Los Angeles County Flood Control District, but L.A. says cities and counties upstream should share the cost and legal liability. Many families struggle to care for loved ones with disabilities like cerebral palsy or low IQs. The most severely debilitated often live in state-run developmental centers. There are only five now. California is transitioning to smaller group homes. But there are still about 1,600 people living in the big facilities, protected by a special police force. California Watch has been exploring the quality of that policing in a series of stories. A warning to listeners, the story that follows involves sensitive subject matter that may not be appropriate for young people. Reporter Ryan Gabrielson wrote about what happens when families accuse caretakers of sexual assault.
That at these five facilities, there have been dozens of cases where patients have accused staff or caregivers of all kinds of sexual abuse. And when those cases come in, the Office of Protective Services, this police force, hasn't really taken what law enforcement deems the first step in the investigations, which is often a physical examination at an outside hospital. They're called SART exams or rape kits. And it's used to collect physical evidence. It's oftentimes the only thing that can lift a sex assault case beyond a he said, she said scenario. So, and they haven't done a single one of those in at least the past 4 years.
And are we talking about one or two or 10 cases?
We've found documentation along with Disability Rights California of 36 cases.
You know, there are many listeners who may be thinking, gosh, you know, some of these patients may not be in control of their limbs all the time. They might be suffering bruises for all sorts of reasons. How do you know when you are looking at documentation that indicates there could be a serious issue there?
Well, when a patient gets pregnant, that's pretty clear evidence that something happened that wasn't supposed to happen. When there are suspicious bruises in the shape of handprints on breasts or genital areas, you know, there are signs of something more than an accident.
We have here with us in the studio as well Leslie Morrison, who's head of the investigations unit at the advocacy group Disability Rights California. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
You've been involved both with Ryan Gabrielson's investigation and with the developmental community in California. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the documents you've been looking over in the last year or so?
We've done a number of cases both in developmental centers and in the community involving the abuse of people with disabilities, including people with developmental disabilities. The Department of Developmental Services, when some of these concerns came to light, invited us to review a number of incidents from 2009 through 2011. We specifically looked at unexpected deaths. We looked at sexual assault allegations involving a staff member, and we also looked at suspicious injuries. The department gave us broad access to a number of documents that were able to allow us to do a pretty complete review of those cases.
Is it your sense that these are systemic problems we're talking about?
Certainly, abuse and neglect of people with disabilities is a systemic problem both in institutions and in the community. Disability Rights California has long stood behind the idea that people should be moving into the community. Institutions are isolated settings where incidents of abuse may not come to light, and so we are really behind the movement of moving folks out of these institutions and into the community where they interface with more people and where more folks have an opportunity to talk with them, take a look at them, and be aware of injuries of a concerning nature.
After doing this comprehensive review, what's your sense of what it is that has stopped the Office of Protective Services from assigning detectives to cases or seeking outside support from other agencies or experts?
I do not believe that the problem is with them assigning detectives to cases. We would like to see them partner more closely with outside law enforcement and move more quickly to conduct timely investigations. Many of these cases, we feel they should have invited outside law enforcement to come in quickly to gather forensic evidence. They should have sent victims to sexual assault nurse examiners who are trained in doing forensic interviews and collecting forensic evidence that might indicate a sexual assault. So I can't say that the problem is with them assigning detectives, but with them moving quickly to be sure that they have the resources and expertise to do some really complicated investigations.
The Department of Developmental Services says protocols have changed and heads have rolled, particularly at Sonoma. Back in September, Governor Jerry Brown signed legislation that requires centers to report alleged sexual assaults against patients to outside law enforcement agencies. Ryan Gabrielson, does that give you confidence that that change is on the way or already in progress?
Well, I think time will tell. The developmental centers and Department of Developmental Services as a whole has been resistant to change for decades and has been called out on these problems repeatedly before. And so I would hesitate to express confidence until we've seen further proof. But, you know, I also take them at their word.
Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Ryan Gabrielson is an investigative reporter with California Watch. Leslie Morrison heads the investigations unit at the advocacy group Disability Rights California. There's a link to the story online at our website, californiareport.org. That's the California Report for Monday, December 3rd, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by URS, a global engineering and construction firm headquartered in San Francisco, providing engineering, construction, and technical support to public agencies and private companies. URS.com. The California Healthcare Foundation, supporting ideas and innovations to improve healthcare for all Californians. On the web at chcf.org. And Chevron, committed to helping California grow by supporting small businesses and investing in education. More information available at chevron.com.